say we go dancing.
I'm in.
Let's go dancing.
Okay, but not somewhere I'm gonna feel worse about myself when no one's interested because I'm fat.
Maybe the universe is telling me that I should fuck that cute virgin and give him the great first time experience that I never had.
That's not karma, that's statutory rape.
You're such a Sex in the City
podcast.
I'm a lost cause. Go on without me. Save yourselves.
Shut up, you bitches! I called the cops!
Fuck my car!
Yeah, keep talking. I'll come down there and cut it off for you.
Gay boyfriends are the loophole of monogamy.
I'm a 34-year-old nerd.
We all scat for our mic checks. Are we a band, you guys? Is that what's...
This is the audition.
Yeah, one,
mm-hmm. Three,
skin,
two,
one.
The whole Sex in the City podcast thing is just to throw people off.
So just an elaborate cover.
So they can't prepare, you know. We're looking for raw talent.
Yeah. As soon as you stop singing and scatting, we're going to have Mel B and Simon Cowell just come out of the bathroom, and they're going to critique you, tell you how bad you did.
And Dakota pretending to be a locksmith.
I see what you're trying to do. I get it. But you really need to go back to your garage and keep the band there. That's what I think.
I like the scat, but I didn't like the skeet.
Yeah.
Too much skeet, skeet, skeet.
I never watched that show. I think I watched one episode of that show.
American Idol. AGT? He's been on a lot of stuff.
I haven't seen America's Got Talent, or he did The X Factor, too, right? I watched one episode of American Idol where they did the Queen episode, and I was just... Okay, speaking about commodifying artists, the second you commodify one of my favorite artists, that's, like, even more egregious.
So you didn't go see the movie?
No, I saw the movie, but I hated it.
Of course.
Did you? See, I didn't see it because I was scared that I would be like, it's too watered down and just like very, you know,
I heard
smoothed over Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people said that it was just a big, long music video.
Well, that's what it succeeds as a music video.
Mm-hmm.
But as a like biography of Queen or even just of Freddie Mercury, it's just a miserable... just diarrhea bath. It is terrible. Mm. Yeah.
You get like the high school yearbook photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I see the quote and I see what it looks like. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's it. I guess that person just loved Linkin Park forever until their old age.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing
I know everything about them.
Yeah, I don't know Linkin Park either. That's.
Oh.
Oh.
I feel like you're trying to say that it wasn't gay enough.
It really wasn't gay enough for me.
Really?
Well, okay. And
how gay was it?
Not
like on a scale of 1 to hey-o.
I would give it like a hey.
Mm.
It was like there's apathetically
no,
gay.
There's yeah. not even best. An O at the end of it.
Yeah, no.
Hey.
A gay guy that just got like dumped and he's like kind of thinking about going back to chicks like that's
that's a tough review.
Do you think gay guys do that? Do after they get dumped by a really hot dude they're just like maybe I should be into chicks, maybe I should just go into
I wonder
straightness again
because I've like thought would I be like if I was like a little more liberal minded would I be into dudes too you know or would I be like you know would I be non-binary you know stuff like I wonder if like if I grew up now, when like that stuff is not widely acceptable, but more acceptable,
especially in this area, when it's like it feels like, you know, it's you can have those in between emotions or feel strongly. You can feel very strongly towards people of the same gender, but then sort of be like, I wonder if this could like if this was a chick who I'm comfortable being attracted to, like. And I had these feelings towards her, like, I'd be, like, into it. But, like, I'm really, like, hanging out with Terrence.
Yeah.
And Terrence
is that
has
a
been
dude or a guy,
going,
or a girl?
It's a dude.
Okay.
And
it's a cat.
Like, he's been going to the gym a lot, and I know that because I've been going to the gym with him, and we've both noticed that.
I feel like my attraction to men, like, it would be limited on to, like, an emotional level. And it usually dies there because I don't think there's attraction to the physical components. So at the end of the day, it's just, like, it's not a sell for me, you know?
You're such a dude. I feel like I would be into dudes if I didn't have to be in dudes.
Yeah.
Daryl just said what you Daryl just said what you said, but worse.
Yeah.
More hatefully.
Yeah.
Like if I just didn't have to do any of the gay
stuff. If I didn't have to touch those queers. Yeah. That's what you said.
That's what I said, yes. Read between the lines, people.
Yeah.
It says it on my bumper sticker.
Yep. Steers and queers.
If I could just get together with a fella and watch Alabama football games, then
then
I'll be gravy. But the second they touch me,
yeah. You can be attracted to them psychologically and emotionally,
yeah.
But you have to stand together and objectify women in strip clubs or it's weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if he just stared at my junk, I wouldn't feel offended. I'd be like, aw, thanks, man.
I think straight dudes say ridiculous stuff. Like, if I was in a dark room and, like, someone was blowing me and I found out it was a dude, I'd be grossed out.
Clearly.
Who would hate a blowjob? How could you? No. Especially from an expert, which most gay men are because they have the equipment and the experience.
Clearly, dudes do it better.
Yeah.
I mean, they know what they're doing. They have the
just like
the
math
goods.
And sciences.
Exactly.
Yep. Well, I was going to argue with that first part, but the second part made it make sense. That is true. I should have not spoken to begin with. That's... I understand that now.
Like, if you look at a lot of porn, like straight porn, obviously.
Yeah.
And
I do look at a lot of straight porn.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Hands,
saying it like, as it's straight porn and not just porn definitely makes it sound true.
It makes it sound like you have to switch the flip on Pornhub to straight. Like, it's not the default setting. They're like, do you want gay or straight? What are you into?
It's your parent, like your mom walks in and you flip to the straight porn window.
No. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing. It's just straight porn.
Well, if you...
I was watching a chick peg a dude. It was not gay.
It's just a fantasy.
It's like the difference is Pornhub is the straight one is spelled with the U-P-U-B, and then the gay one is spelled P-O-O-B. Like
poob.
But you pronounce it like it's like an umlaut, so it's like French.
I think we're talking about two different websites.
I'm
talking about Pornhub.
Hub.
I'm talking about the off-brand IKEA website.
Yeah, Pornhub.
Pornhub.
Yeah.
It's just Swedish people on IKEA furniture.
Where else are you going to get of ass?
Then you can buy the furniture they fucked on and struggle to take it apart.
No, they
opposite.
That'd sex,
be bad.
They have sex while they're building, you know, a chest of drawers or something like that.
I think that'd be a bad sale because, like, you'd see them fucking on it and then, like, one of the little wheels would roll off. You'd be like, oh, that's some great gay sex, but some terrible furniture. Mm-hmm. That's
terrible craftsmanship.
Yeah.
Or it's some great, as I call it,
that's particle
straight
board.
Porn.
That's, yeah.
Not porn, straight porn.
Yeah.
What do I do with these extra bolts? Yeah. I don't know.
Where could we put those?
Guys, I think we've talked too much about the TV show Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. Of course we have.
We ran on and on.
We always talk about this show way too much. I know we've gotten a lot of complaints that we talk about it. I mean, it's called You're Such a Sex and the City podcast, but why so much talk about Sex and the City, guys?
We want to get to know you. But also, you just made the offhand comment you called it your favorite TV show. Now tell me you were saying... the truth.
Yes. Oh, God.
Tell me
Look in her eyes.
I assumed this whole preamble was just us testing the microphones.
We tested them.
This is going into the podcast.
Let's hope my mom doesn't listen to this. Well, you'll be getting some angry letters.
I feel like...
What have you done to my precious angel?
He was Mormon until you got to him.
He has a wife, you know that, right? When they have children, they're going to hear that podcast and think those things.
He has three wives.
No, it's just the one, but she's pissed off because she's a different race. So. Yeah.
What race is she?
My wife's Mexican.
didn't know that.
Oh, well, I don't talk about that in my set.
We didn't
huh?
want to judge. You know, we didn't want to say, like, presume oh. her race or ethnicity or anything.
Would
like
you
that.
Presume that my wife is Mexican just from
nope.
looking at me or knowing?
Like I did, but I didn't yeah. want to say anything.
Is there a churro sticking out of my pocket? How would you know?
No. They're actually. It's oh it's a tamale.
Wait, you weren't selling elotes like right before you showed up?
Oh my god, you guys. I didn't realize this, but I'm entirely covered in cajeta. The goat milk-based caramel that yeah. is popular in Mexican desserts.
You
yeah, I love it.
Like is that like you don't have kinda. To tell us like is that like a sex thing or like why are you just covered in Mexican foods?
I like to be hot. Sticky and sweet, like the Def Leppard song, you guys. That's really what it is. And that's know, the least Mexican thing you could say.
I was going to say, I was like, that's the most American thing
that's
you
extra
could say.
White. Yeah,
yeah, that's more American than
you,
I could think of.
So white, it's British. That's...
Okay, guys, yeah. But before we get any further on...
Talking about Sex in the City.
We should probably
covered it in
introduce
depth.
The guest, right?
Hi.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So, April...
That's why I thought this was a preamble.
This... No! It's just... It's poorly planned.
April Lotshaw, you're such a Sex in the City podcast.
No. Daryl Williams, you're such a Sex in the City podcast.
No, our guest this week... He's not Mexican, guys.
Sorry.
But his wife is.
But he goes
also sorry.
By the name of Zach Hillman.
Hey!
Woo! Woo! Bow, 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 bow.
Yes.
Dude, that's what they do at Mexican weddings.
Oh, they do?
What?
Yeah, they do. They have the horn sound. It's great.
I want to have like more of a FIFA themed wedding and have
right.
the vuvuzelas.
That would also be anything
start
having to do
unison.
With soccer is inherently Mexican.
Well,
so
you have to call it football.
Well, it's
fuck
inherently
you, so.
All the world that's not America.
Oh yeah,
right.
Well, just all other cultures.
Pretty much,
we've mm-hmm. got football. American football.
Yep.
And barbecue. That's about it.
Zach, thank you for coming on
yeah,
the show.
Thank you so much for having
yeah.
me. I've
so,
been wanting to do this for a while. Yeah.
What is your knowledge thus far of the greatest show ever, Sex and the City?
Using your own words.
I am aware that is a show. Yeah. I've seen a couple episodes.
Against your will? Or
No, not against my will.
Oh, okay, cool.
You know, like I said, I try and be open-minded about... new experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where all the like gay porn talk came from?
Yeah. Well,
he's trying to mine
know.
Bits.
Yeah.
That's
just,
fair.
Just working on a new routine, you guys. No.
Does
so,
your wife watch it?
My wife, yes, has watched it all in the movies and
right.
all of that.
Well, we should have had her on.
Yeah, no, she would have been away. You guys would seriously, my wife, she kills. Like, she is the best, and if I take her to parties, people want to invite her back. And they're like, Zach can come if he wants.
That's a pretty strong sell. We are going to contact your wife after this.
Yeah, she's hilarious. She writes all my punchlines, you guys.
That's awesome.
Ooh. Yeah. But she can't do a setup for the life
like,
of her.
No, she sucks at premises.
Yeah.
It's true.
You know, like, she'll just be like, and then the... bus ran into the school. And
yeah,
but it's on you.
You're
to
like,
be
I'm
like,
the badump, and she's the chuh.
Yeah.
See,
kind of like Jim Gaffigan and his wife.
Oh, is that a fact?
Yeah, they're she's
yeah, they write together.
A writing partner with him.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, how lovely!
But also, from what you've seen, what are your thoughts and emotions about
oh,
Sex
right,
in
right,
the
right,
City?
Yeah, bringing it back
to the lecture at hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a couple episodes, you mm-hmm. know. I think it was still on TV when I was in high school. I graduated
like
in
HBO?
2005. Yeah. So it was like still a cultural moment then, mm-hmm. and I saw a couple of episodes.
It's still on, I think, TBS.
Oh, I meant like
reruns.
In the like
yeah.
watered down stupid version, but
oh yeah, there's
yeah, but you were watching them when the episodes were coming out.
Yeah, I watched a couple and I really thought that it was going to be, because I had no frame of reference going in, so I thought it was going to be like a rom-com type of thing. And
right.
I think I was pleasantly surprised by the couple of episodes I caught. Not like my cup of tea, but I always enjoyed what I saw.
No, I feel like a lot of our guests kind of say that, like no matter how much they've watched or not watched, after an episode, they're like, that wasn't bad.
Yeah, they're like, that was better than I thought it would be.
Oh, I think it's
the general consensus.
Yeah.
Or at least it's like I could beat off to that.
Yeah. Right, like at least I got to see Kim Cattrall's titties.
Yeah, I gotta tell you guys, my wife says that she's a Miranda.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah, so we
and
can
I already
analyze
like her.
That.
I already like her.
She's I'm a Miranda,
As soon as I know who that is, we can talk about
it's
that.
It's the lesbian.
Who's played by Cynthia Nixon.
Not the character. The character's straight, but Cynthia Nixon is a lesbian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's also running for governor of New York. Might have already passed because we're past the...
Yeah, I think she didn't get it.
I think she didn't win.
That's why they stopped sending us those commercials.
I
want to
feel like, they stopped sending the commercials as soon as they knew she was going to lose.
Yep. But that's not here nor
rest
there.
Rest in peace, Cynthia Nixon.
Ads on your guys' podcast about Cynthia Nixon's
political
career?
Yes, they do.
Yes, we did. We had a nice run of political ads. It was great.
If you like Sex and the City... We've got a politician for you. Was it like that?
Was exactly like that, and it definitely wasn't.
You clearly have listened to this show, this podcast.
Huge fan.
Yeah, we definitely didn't write them and record them ourselves with different funny voices to sound like different people.
Nope.
You guys did
it wasn't
funny
a
voices?
Bit?
Why would we
That's
do that?
That's awesome.
No. That's what I'm saying is that we didn't do that. The campaign reached out to us.
This is a very serious podcast. We do not make jokes. We don't do sketches. We don't do any make-em-ups, silliness, none of that.
We keep it... We see this as being informational.
Yes.
Like clearly, a health class in high school.
Facts that's, only.
If you're giggling, it's because you're uncomfortable.
So that's why I had to read that History of the War of 1812?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to relate to the episode. You'll get it later.
It's a prequel.
I'm hoping for some hardcore symbolism, guys. That's all.
You're going to get
That's
it.
That's what I live for.
So, you say you watched a couple episodes, but you don't know who Miranda is. Clearly, you haven't watched it close enough.
Not recently.
Do you remember, like, their hairstyles, at least, or, like, maybe what they do?
Well, then, from what you're telling me, Miranda's the redhead?
Yes. Short redhead girl.
Would you like to see if I could try and name them all?
Yes.
I know Sarah Jessica Parker. Yes. That's Carrie.
Yes.
Yep.
Samantha is the blonde, curvaceous one, right?
Yep. That's basically right.
Yeah. And then Charlotte is the brunette one who has the long-term boyfriend, and she's the one that's like a little more uptight than the others.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
You actually did pretty good.
Not only a boyfriend, but a husband.
Is that like all throughout the show, or does that happen?
She has multiple husbands.
I'm trying to dig myself out.
No. It takes a while for her to get married, and it's a whole thing. Because
We're in season 4. Yeah. So you're going to be kind of seeing this halfway through the series.
I'm diving in the deep end.
Daryl, you know what I think will help? Is if we do a little pre-show game show to introduce our guest to where
Let's
we are in the series.
What? Okay, so if you don't know, obviously, we try to fill in our guests on what happened last episode. But we don't do it just in facts. We do it in a game show setting. So we're going to give you 5 multiple choice questions based on last episode. And obviously, if you watched last episode, you're going to do really well.
Yeah.
But if you're really lucky, you're also going to do really well.
Okay.
We're
hoping
you,
for the latter.
We're sending you back to high school.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
It's fill out your Scantron. Hope for the best.
I peaked in high school, so this should be good.
Yeah. He is going to take a test. So our average for people that don't watch the show are pretty much 1 for 5 or 2 for 5.
Awesome.
Yeah. But
so if you do better than that, you're like head of the class.
Yeah, dude. This bar is so low.
But the highest score is...
Then I'll just be crushed if I fall below it.
Yeah. It's the current high score is being held by Anne Flagg, who didn't need any multiple choice and answered all 5 questions right.
Oh.
So that's what you're up against. See.
Pretty much a perfect score.
I'll go for that.
Yeah, go for perfect.
I'll shoot for that.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, pre-show. Pre-show, game show.
Awesome. Okay, so first question is, Carrie and her BF, Aiden, are making love and are interrupted by a phone call from what? It's either Publisher's Clearinghouse, Carrie's mom, Mr. Big, or a telemarketer?
I think it doesn't augur well for me that it took me a minute to remember who Carrie was.
Main character.
The main character of the show. I'm going to guess Mr. Big because I know that that was a big thing for her for a while, right?
Ayo, in more ways than one, and you are correct, sir, right out of the gate.
One for one.
You guys can't see it, but I just did a shaka.
Mm-hmm.
A little shaka to throw it back to my SoCali roots.
April, fill us in on what happened.
What happened? Oh, well, as we know, Carrie was having sex with her current boyfriend, Aiden, and Mr. Big, her ex, calls up and leaves like a voicemail of like, I want to talk to you, I want to see you, what's up?
And of course,
that
it's
is
an
so
answering
like
machine.
Him. That yeah. is so like him, you guys.
It really is, though. Like, it seems like he was definitely outside with binoculars, and he was like, this is the moment that I can ruin things.
Yeah,
because of psychological...
You got a good thing going.
Psychological manipulation is mainly what their relationship is.
Do you think voicemails would be a lot cooler if as soon as somebody left a voicemail, it just instantly played it on your phone on speakerphone?
Yeah, that's
so you, everybody that's that hears much. That voicemail around you could just be like, oh, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's landlines.
Yeah,
that's
see?
Cool. You do have genital warts. That's what they'd say. That's what they'd say.
Your doctor calls you up.
That's
like,
what they'd say about my dad. Yeah.
It's all positive.
Yeah. It's all positive.
And which, I'm not talking about yeah. the results.
Yep. All right.
Okay, next question.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate, one for one.
Cool.
Next question. Charlotte quits her job at her art gallery to pursue what dream? Becoming an astronaut, becoming a mother, running the New York Marathon, or going to Burning Man?
That might have been way too early for Burning Man.
Really? I feel like it was around that time.
It was, but was it a thing yet? Was it like a big thing?
She's an early adopter to Burning Man, of course.
She's a burnerini, all right. She's feeling the burn. I'm going to guess... I think she was trying to have a kid for a while. I think I vaguely remember that.
Becoming a mother.
Boom.
Wow.
Correct. Two for two.
High score, you guys. Let's do this.
Yeah.
High score is still 5 for 5.
5 for 5 without needing the multiple choice answers. So how am I doing?
So far, pretty good, except you need the answers, but, like, still pretty good.
If you got 5 for 5 with all the answers, I'd still call that a pretty good win, like a second place at least.
That's still a perfect score. It just doesn't have the showboating.
Yeah.
Or the asterisk.
You see, I've never been an extra credit type, right?
Mm-hmm. You're just not doing the touchdown dance.
You'd be like the Barry Bonds of the home run record.
Oh, okay. Like, so I got the little asterisk.
You got steroids, but you still did it. I mean...
Yeah. And my steroids are just kind of common sense. And vague recollections.
I didn't write the questions hard enough. That's the problem.
That you shoot up into your ass secretly before coming onto podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. I said I was open to things. All right?
In more ways than one. Okay, next question. Miranda injures her neck, her back, her vagina, or her knee.
Oh, I really thought you were going to say her pussy or her crack right there. Oh.
My neck, my back, my pussy, and my crack.
Yeah, that's what I was.
That should have. In retrospect, let's do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I know it's not the knee.
Those are the new answers.
Okay.
Don't
neck,
guess
back,
knee.
Pussy or
crack.
Neck,
yes.
Ass. Back, pussy, or crack.
It could mean, like, knee crack. Like,
yeah.
The behind
oh,
of the knee.
Yeah.
You know?
I always thought that was... Well, no, I guess an inbow is the inside of an elbow.
Or, like, maybe her,
an
you know, mouth is cracked.
Ah.
Let's stop listening.
Maybe it's that big crack on her forehead from when she injured herself falling down.
Okay, so what body part
what body part
is it?
And she was drying off.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's just like too much of a sexy sex answer to say pussy, but it's in the title of the show. I'm gonna guess pussy.
So close, but yet so far away from the neck.
Oh.
That
it's
was
the
it.
Neck.
Catch me up, April. What happened?
Well, Miranda, while drying off from her shower, she throws out her friggin' neck and she can't move and she can't do anything. So she calls up Carrie, and Carrie's too busy to go and help Miranda out. So she sends her boyfriend, Aiden, who is very respectful. It's very like, it's okay, I'm going to cover you with a towel and help you up and all this. But it causes a little spat where Miranda's like, I would never send someone else to do that. If you were in that situation, I was naked, I felt humiliated. Yeah. I thought you were coming.
He definitely saw the goods.
Okay, okay. Well, that's awkward. But I feel like if he was respectful about it...
He was.
He's kind of a Prince Valiant type, I'm getting from this recap.
But also...
He's like, he's trying to be like the knight in shining armor. I don't know if I like this Aiden guy.
He's really into, like, his job is woodworking.
Oh, come on.
And this he has a dog.
Is the best name.
I already want to key his fucking car. Everything.
He is. He's like, he's too good. It's amazing.
Okay.
That's, no.
Okay, next question.
You're not the first one to say that.
Speaking of
based
Aiden,
on your vagaries. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, no. Number four.
Speaking of Aiden, what's Aiden's dog's name?
Ooh.
It's either.
This is pure luck, you guys.
Duke, Mr. Pickles, Pete, or Dr. Scruffs.
Oh, okay. So I know he's a woodworker.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say Duke and Pete are the two front runners for me, because he seems like he would have, if he's into woodworking.
Yeah.
I want to go Pete, because I think that's such a like standard name that would be a good fit for a dog. But I think he's more of a classic dog name type. I'm going to go Duke.
Ooh, you should have went for your first instinct.
Ah, nerds.
It's okay. Pete.
Okay. That is a fine dog name, though, if I can say so.
I do like dogs being named like human names.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Dr. Scruffs and all that. Like, I get it. It's cute, blah, blah, blah. But ultimately, you're going to just say Scruffs, or you're just going to say Doctor or whatever.
Scruff.
I like it when they're named after objects. Oh. Like, I had a dog that was my aunt's dog that's name was Barley.
Yeah. Mm.
And I always was like, that's the best dog name I've ever heard. It was just like a golden lab-sized dog with spots.
Does it go like for any object, like fire hydrant or like oscillating fan? Is that a cute dog name?
Yes.
Tree trunk.
Okay. Yeah.
I would call it Oscillator.
Yeah. Aussie.
Well,
Aussie. Hey, that's kind of cute. Yeah.
Aussie.
But let's do it. Let's get a dog right now, you guys.
In the same vein as
between all three of us.
Yeah.
I'll take him Wednesdays.
Split custody.
Him or her.
I'd like to think, though, that, like,
whatever it identifies as.
It's clearly a gender-neutral name, oscillating fan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? You think society hasn't placed a gender on that inanimate object?
Society will learn, April.
Society will learn.
Okay. I'm sorry, Daryl.
No, I want to say that there's probably a person out there named Barley as well.
I hope so. It's a great name.
There's enough women named Bailey that I think there's someone who's tweaked it a little bit. I want to wrap this up.
Yeah, no, we all do.
You know I'm running this thing. No.
We all do, but we really struggle.
No, but that was not a right answer, so you're 2 for 4.
Okay.
Final question.
Last question.
I'm not doing as well as I thought, you guys.
What does Samantha's new boyfriend, Brad, steal from her when they first meet? It's either a cab, a 25K diamond necklace, her Manolo Blahniks, or a purebred dog.
Steal from her when they first meet. You see, all those big ticket items, I'm thinking, like, that's kind of not really a conversation starter. That's just a, like, hey, man, give me my 25 G's back, you know? I'm going to go with a cab. I think that's the most likely meet cue.
You are correct, sir.
All right. Yeah. Back on track.
There
How
we
many
go.
More questions?
3 for 5. Oh. That's
no,
it.
No, that's the end of them.
Pretty decent turnout. That's
yeah,
not
you
bad.
You actually did pretty good.
Better than average.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so final question before we start the episode. Zach, what are you hoping this will be like? What are you hoping to experience or get from this?
I'm just hoping to to grow a little closer to you guys. first of all,
yeah.
Second, I will say I respond very well to feminine energy. I think I don't know. Maybe I'm just a creep.
Well, you are married.
Yeah.
So I mean, you
so I have, did all right.
Yeah, yeah, you have a little feminine like thing that's hanging out next to you all the time.
That's how she prefers to be referred to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I understand. We talked
that's
before.
Her bag. Yeah.
She's like, please call me a feminine thing.
Yeah.
She's like, no, I'm uncomfortable with that. You're a person. And she's like, do it.
No, she was like, objectify me like one of your oscillating fans.
Right?
You objectify dogs?
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Listen, okay.
Okay.
We're going to move on.
Guys, so before we shove on to the next half of the episode, we're going to have a quick little commercial break. And then so much more Sex in the City talk.
Too much, some might say.
Yeah.
Including some of our reviewers who haven't reviewed yet.
This is the other side.
Yeah. We made it.
We actually watched an episode of a TV show that we're not going to talk about at all, you guys.
We will maybe too much.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
As I've been frequently told by listeners.
I took copious notes, so.
Well, amazing, because you're going to be definitely revealing those notes to us, because I don't think April took as much.
I read the script secretly at work in a different window. Just like I usually do, Daryl. I'm very prepared.
Can I tell you guys about a gag that I was thinking about doing?
Sure.
This is like,
as long as you make it relate to Sex in the City.
Yeah,
yes,
like
absolutely.
A gag Samantha would do.
No. This is like a come to Jesus comedian moment.
But like, how would Samantha do it?
I think what I was thinking about live tweeting the 10-year-old episode of Sex in the City as we were watching it, not like as it was being broadcast live, but just like with no frame of reference, my reactions.
People are just like, what is he talking about?
Why are you watching this?
The third tweet.
And why are you talking about it?
Why is he talking so much about funeral flowers? Is everything okay?
Like,
can I just say that that's definitely an idea we've thrown around before, but never followed up on, because it would take a lot of effort.
Yeah, that's.
But like, it's been thrown around.
It was, and also, we don't have a Twitter following at all.
Yeah, well,
a regular following.
I don't have a Twitter following. I was just like, I've never live tweeted anything, and I want to see if I could do it.
That's one of the best things ever. I love comedians who do it successfully. Like, I remember there was a year where during the Super Bowl, Aziz Ansari live tweeted, because on FX at the same time they were playing Hitch, the classic Will Smith film.
Awesome.
And the entire Super Bowl, he was just live tweeting about Hitch and watching.
That's amazing.
And it was the most wonderful, thrilling moment of my life. It's so good.
Speaking of prominent Indian actors.
Ooh.
Yeah. Segue. Asif Manvi was featured in this episode.
He was, what's his face? Dimitri, the tech guy that was basically telling Carrie that her computer is a piece of shit.
But metaphorically telling her to let go of the old relationships and to get something that has, like, life to it in a really overt way.
You gotta listen to other people. You gotta be open to new things.
Back that shit up with a
Back
zip drive,
that
guys.
Shit. Up, guys, learn.
Thank God, please. Here, please tell me. Sam, remedies on this thing, but you know, that you can fix six.
Whoa. One at a time. Which one of you crashed?
Me. I did. It's mine, but then he did something to it. Tell him what you did to it.
I hit the control alt delete.
That only works on PCs. Your PC user? Yeah, you're not compatible. Okay, tell me exactly what happened right before you crashed.
Okay. I was just typing, and then he came over and he kissed me, and then I got the bomb.
Not the bomb, you know, not the good kind.
Is this funny? Do you think that this is funny?
No. Just
trying to, you know.
You are mortifying me.
When was the last time you backed up your work?
I don't do that.
You don't back up?
No.
Anything else before we go in?
Yes! There was a mean little man who popped up, and he had X's where his eyes should be, and his tongue was hanging out the side of his mouth.
He didn't have a tongue.
He had a tongue.
That's a sad Mac, you sad Mac. You should have told me that before.
Oh, my God, why? Why? What does that mean?
Could be your motherboard. That's the guts of your computer. Could be bad RAM. We'll keep it here for a couple of days, run some tests. I'm Dimitri. I'll call you if we find anything.
If?
78! Number 78!
That, learn.
Zip drive is a kind of an archaic form of memory storage.
That was one thing I was sure to do. Anytime that there was like a now arcane piece of technology, I was sure to write that down with an exclamation mark because I was just so happy to see it.
Yeah. Can I point out just quickly, I'm excited to hear your list, but very quickly... I'd like to point out how much the early plot lines of this show, which began in the late 90s, revolved around landlines and not being able to reach people on them and people calling up their voicemails on landlines at bars, and how exciting it was when Mr. Big had a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was very exciting.
Well, now they all have cell phones in this episode.
Well, I don't know if they all have cell phones, but Miranda definitely does.
Charlotte does, because
she was on a headset
with a flip phone, which was like, whoa, that's a real moment in time right there.
Yeah.
No, that blew my mind.
Yeah, that was like a year and a half when that was a thing.
It was a razor, man. They could play Snake. They could play Tetris.
And that's it.
That's it.
I don't think it was a razor yet.
Okay.
It was a flip phone, but razors came out when I was in high school, which was definitely like 1 or 2 years ago, but whatever.
They still had to text with 9-key, so that's weird.
T9, I remember that shit.
Mm-hmm.
See, but they're on the show, they've never addressed texting.
No,
I don't think that's a thing yet.
So weird.
Carrie,
but they have headsets.
Yeah, Carrie is still frightened of technology.
Apparently.
Yeah, what was her backup?
She always has been.
What was her system? What was her backup system?
She was referring to a system, and I was like, I think your system is just you have the files stored on your computer, which is no system at all.
But that's my system.
Yeah.
My phone is like, this phone hasn't been backed up in 3 years, and I just exit out of it.
No,
and I'm just like, I don't. That doesn't mean anything to me.
They just do. Our corporate overlords do that to try to get you to buy their fucking cloud storage. Mm-hmm. You can store that shit up on your fucking iTunes.
Yeah, you can.
Faux free.
I don't do that either. I just let it sit forever until it breaks.
In theory.
Okay, that does comfort me.
Yeah.
But Carrie is like overtly like, don't touch it. I'm scared.
Don't touch
Fire
it.
Fire is magic.
Mm-hmm.
A photograph will steal my soul.
She's a bit like Frankenstein's monster. Yeah,
yeah.
I think.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's just like, technology is the dehumanization of people.
I'm waiting for her to kill a small child.
I was thinking of the film version of Frankenstein's Monster. You very clearly
I was thinking
have
of
read
the
Mary Shelley classic.
I was thinking about the book
times.
Version where Frankenstein is kind of like the incest police. That's what the book version is. Mm, like, really weirdly.
That was the alternate title, Incest Police.
Frankenstein Division.
That's also the title of a Radiohead song, you guys. That's
I'm still waiting for the porno with that title to come out. I'm so excited.
Well, it's about Frankenstein too.
Well, that would defeat the premise of pretty much every porno that is now. That's
no, but that's the point. I'm waiting for like the for it to flip for that to become the exciting
thing. You can't
thing.
Fuck your sister. I have to fuck her because I'm not related to her.
That would be
you guys are twins. That's fucked up. Yeah. We're taking you to court for incest.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be a great porno
Stop
series.
Fucking your stepson.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just like, there's a murder down the block. No, no, no. We're not that type of police. Yeah,
that's outside of my jurisdiction.
I can't do anything about
that. I'm just here for dicking down people, okay?
Like, there's not even nudity. It's like as soon as they start to undress, like the incest police just go, ah! And they just bust in the door, bust into, like, whatever film shoot they're doing.
Oh, no. They have, like, a battering ram to open it, like, if need be.
That's
they
a
have,
colossal
like...
dildo. Because this is porn we're talking about here.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but that's what they're trying to stop.
I feel like...
Oh, right.
But only incestuous.
Well, but that's why they have the colossal dildo, because they're like, why would you sleep with your shrimp-dicked brother when you could have this colossal battering ram?
And like,
there's nothing in between those two extremes.
That's
And the head of the unit's name is Monster O. Frankenstein.
Yeah, they're bringing it back, people.
Bringing it back to Sex in the City, which is all we've talked about so far. Tell me more about your interest in the old technology they used in the episode.
Yeah. They had floppy disks.
I love floppy disks.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You slide it back and forth?
That definitely took me back to, like, you're in the computer lab in, like, elementary school.
Oregon Trail.
High school. Oh, no. I'm thinking, like...
Number
you
munchers.
You have like 4 Word docs on a floppy disk, and you want to save a 5th one, and you have to delete one of the 4. And then you're doing Sophie's Choice with like poem 1, poem 2, and like
homework.
My dream, you know? Like, yeah. Like.
No, and it's a huge file size of 305 kilobytes.
Yeah. Or maybe just bytes.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I forget how much storage those things even had on them, but it was a fractional number compared to the shit we have in our pockets.
I don't understand how much storage is on my computer today. So it would still sound like a lot to me. I'd be like, wow, kilobytes, that's pretty impressive. I thought it was just...
Unless you edit like video and you store a lot of video on your device... There's no way practically that you could use all the storage on a high quality device.
That sounds like a challenge.
I will say I've used quite a bit of storage for this podcast as well as other audio endeavors.
Yeah, but Daryl, at least people can jerk off to porn. Save those videos instead.
It's true.
Give something back to society.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a terabyte external hard drive, and I don't think I've even filled up half of it.
Yeah, no.
Okay, but also, like, speaking of half terabytes, Aiden, in this episode, did you like that switchover?
Yeah,
did it seem natural?
It was more like a... swan dive into an empty pool type of transition.
That's what I go for.
Than a like smooth.
No, this podcast is a continual suicide mission, like kamikaze planes. Like, we got to get back into Sex in the City. And then we sacrifice ourselves.
Oh. Hey, guys, if we're going to say racial stuff, it has to be about Mexican people.
Yes.
Got to score points with my wife. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So
kamikazes. Come on, April.
Let's talk about all the Mexicans that were in this episode.
There were.
Oh, wait.
Well, they don't. That's. I was surprised they had one brown person. That's pretty good for them.
You'd think
Asif Manvi wasn't necessarily... Like, they didn't play him as, like, super Indian or anything. He could have just been...
Which is surprising, frankly, for this TV show.
I'm offended that they're using an Indian for tech support. That's something...
But he didn't have the accent.
But is that...
That's true.
Is that assumption your racism coming out?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
According to that,
that job should be for a white guy.
According to that documentary about Apu, it is racism. Maybe. I don't know. But point being, I'm cutting it right here. We can't bullshit more without talking about Carrie and Aiden major plot points. We can bullshit about major plot points. So, Carrie and Aiden, they've exchanged keys, but their main arc of the episode is that Carrie is still distant. She's still very emotionally reserved, and they have to, like, get through that. What did you guys think about that?
I thought there was a high degree of escalation from Aiden, like, pretty quick into
their
disagreement. I thought he ratcheted it up pretty quick.
He mm-hmm. did. Could I do a tiny bit of backstory?
Yeah, sure.
Just a tiny, tiny bit, because her and Aiden dated for a while. They had a really good thing going, and then she cheated on him with Mr. Big.
Oh, no.
And then she was like, I'm sorry. And then he was like,
that the subject of the answering machine message from last week's episode that I totally watched?
Of course, because you scored more than 50%.
That's why he's a little irked with her, because he's still in her life, even though they're dating.
And also, like, but they got back together after she split with Big, and it was like, no. Not anymore, but like Aiden is still very clearly insecure about it.
He's still he gives me like very control-y vibes. Mm. Buying her the computer and the backup drive without asking her.
Well, guys definitely are sometimes the fixers.
Yes, yeah.
And sometimes, you know, girls don't want to be fixed.
They want to cover up their own murders.
Yeah.
And pay off their own porn stars.
Just listen to how I killed him. Don't try to...
try to hide the body.
Yeah, exactly.
I have my own lie. Mm-hmm. God.
This is the best porno I've ever been on.
Yeah.
This is the fewest murders I've ever been involved in on the set of a porno.
Then they fuck.
And I
on
won't
the body.
Try to fix you, babe. We're going to make this.
And then we're going to sell the furniture underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love you.
You ever see the same piece of furniture pop up in two pornos and you're like, oh, God.
Yes.
I've already seen an inverted asshole on this couch, you know?
I haven't, but I did see one porn which used star wipes. This was, I think, the most I've ever enjoyed porn.
Yeah.
It was star wipes, and it was in a bedroom, and there was a bed, but the couple had, like, the heterosexual couple, man, woman, had sex on a towel in front of the bed, not on the bed. And at one point...
You don't want to ruin the bed.
At one point during it, a cat started wandering in the background.
Awesome.
But then the woman, like, moaned. She's like, or something. And then the cat got scared and ran away. They did a different star wipe.
What?
That was the happiest I've ever been.
I haven't seen a lot of, like, the same furniture in different porns, but I have seen the same girl in different scenes, like, where she's, you know, fucking her stepbrother in one scene, and then she's having, like, you know, some shoplifter-like scenario. Uh-huh.
Daryl, does that remind you at all of Sex and the City and
it
how
does.
We have recurring people in Sex and the City who are the same actor, but they play different love interests, sometimes up to three different love interests.
Oh, is that the story of the wrestler, I'm guessing?
No, but there has been multiple characters but played by the same actor in this series.
Okay.
Like, it's like one episode, it's like the businessman, one of them's fucking, and he has one name, and another one... It's still definitely the same actor, but this time he's like, I'm a Pilates instructor or whatever,
like,
and he fucks one of them.
I remember that happened on the first season of Louie, and it really freaked me out. Mm. Like, he dates a woman, and then in a later episode, she's his mom when he's his younger self, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah. But I feel like with Louie, was intentional.
Yeah, and like more esoteric.
Well, but to hear him talk about it, he's kind of just like... No, she was just a good actress, so we used her twice. Like, I would expect him to be like, oh, yeah, no, I was totally, like, going for an Oedipal thing. But I think he just has kind of, like, he's
like,
just
weird.
Like, no, I felt like doing that.
Yeah, he just has weird sex stuff. I feel like it's pretty.
Do you think Louis has weird sex stuff?
No.
I haven't heard
anything.
I don't believe those Hollywood rumors.
Yeah. He's normal as fuck.
These people trying to take good men down.
Mm-mm. As a woman in the
white
entertainment industry, like, everyone's been awesome to me.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, wait. He's Mexican. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, hold up.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's, okay. So the Aiden thing, he is kind of like blowing a gasket in this episode little bit.
He's just like, I bought you an entire computer without asking you. And then she's like, I don't know if I want a new computer. And he's like, fine. I'll just take my ball and go home. You know, like, he's just like,
here's the receipt. Take it to the one on 4th Street. They know who you are. It's cool.
talk to them about you all the time.
Yeah.
And I told them to not accept it back and to say it's because it was bought with love.
Mm-hmm.
If you run into Pablo, tell him that we're still on for Tacos Tuesday. Yeah. Speaking of Mexicans.
Exactly. That's what we're always speaking of.
I know.
Speaking of Mexicans.
Olé.
In this episode, Charlotte is a wife and she's struggling with adjusting to that. How do we feel about that? Mm-hmm. Which is related to your having a wife who's Mexican, which is why, speaking of Mexicans,
mm-hmm.
what do you think of Charlotte's wife situation?
What do I think? Yeah.
I mean, you two, I'm not asking the question to the dead air.
She's very clearly got a lot of energy that she's just like funneling into the projects. Seems like she's trying to distract herself, or that's what they were going for.
Well, we don't see Trey at all in this episode.
I was surprised by that.
A little bit.
But that's like the thing, is that she had a very time-consuming job that then she gave up, slash, like, the husband was kind of like, well, if you're going to be a mom, like, all that sort of conversation happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, I'll leave my very time and energy-consuming job to be a mother once we get pregnant and whatnot.
Short, I cannot believe you made this sandwich. Mm. I love you not working. You can be my wife.
You know, I thought I'd have more free time, but redecorating is very stressful. Did you know there are over 40 different kinds of dimmers?
And so that's her current arc, which we only saw a small part of this episode, where she, that's it, is she's like, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to channel all the energy I would put into, like, a 50-plus hour work week into this, and it makes her kind of crazy.
Yeah, I thought that was a good building moment, you know, like, that's going to have a payoff in a later episode.
That's true, yeah. It was sort of, like,
when she doesn't have anything to focus on, she's going to get more and more frustrated, yeah, you know?
It's true.
Yep, especially when she's can't get pregnant.
Yeah, no, that's the other problem going on right now. Daryl, do you have something that you thought of that's speaking of Mexicans?
Olé!
Speaking of Mexicans, this episode, I'm sure a lot of those dildos that Samantha tried to use were from Mexico, were made in Mexico.
They were probably manufactured in Mexico, I'm sure.
I guarantee you they make all
NAFTA.
Of the great dildos.
Thank God we renegotiated that shit.
Like, if all the dildos were coming from China right now, I don't know what we'd do.
Yeah.
Thank God we have such a solid dildo chain coming up from Mexico.
Great trade plan
in
place, you guys. It's so much similar but better.
I'm really surprised that you both know more about dildos and where they're coming from than I do. That's really surprising to me.
If Mexico,
where did that come from?
If Mexico can make Fords, they can make dildos.
No, but I'm still asking, why do you know they make so many dildos, Daryl?
Because I've bought a dildo here and there in my life.
Just here and there?
I've never bought a dildo. No. Am I missing out? Is this an experience I should
have? Have you ever wanted to?
I've been curious, I guess. I don't know if curious
like
is enough
yourself,
to make
or
a purchase.
For others.
I guess me. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I don't, like I said.
You say that like you're trying a new ice cream flavor.
Lavender rose. I don't know.
Rocky Road is a little crazy for me, but like if someone else is paying for it, I guess I'll try nuts and ice cream.
Hold up. Someone's got to do the theme song for me. Speaking of Mexicans.
Olé!
Thank you, hey, there's not two theme songs, April. This is why you show up to rehearsals. God damn it. No, okay.
I'm so sorry.
She had never tried Rocky Road ice cream, you guys.
Whoa.
She tried Rocky Road ice cream for the first time this year. Mm-hmm.
Did you see it? She like, what was her reaction?
She was like, this is pretty good. Which is like... That's a fair response to Rocky Road. Yeah.
It is.
I think so. It's a classic.
Has she ever had a root beer float?
No, she's had root beer floats.
Okay, good.
She's not.
That's important.
She like grew up in America, so like there's only like a few things that I think she like missed out on because they're not cultural things. Like Mexican families would do. But
I was gonna say she probably was on like literal Rocky Roads like most of her life.
Olé.
The roads in Mexico have improved dramatically over the past.
But you said she grew up in America, right?
Yeah, she grew up in America.
Yeah.
So she was on the rocky road of inequality, and she struggled to get her PhD at Michigan University. You guys, that's right.
That's rough. That's a tough university to get through.
Yeah.
Because it's in Michigan, and who wants to be in Michigan?
It's true. Winters are brutal there, and then, like, it's just so white. She said that, like, she would visit her friends' families, and they would seriously ask her if her family ate tacos every single night.
Awesome. And they're like, that's racist, but yes.
Yeah. This is the best. I swear to God, this is not a bit. This is a true thing. They had a coffee chain that was called Beaners.
Mm-hmm.
It was like coffee beans, awesome. Obviously, yeah, right. But also, like, don't say that in mixed company. And they were
expanding. Or start a franchise based on it.
Yeah, they were expanding, and so they changed the name to McBeans, and like all the white people were like, "Well, what's wrong with Beaners? That's a great name."
Okay.
Then they went back to eating their casseroles. And
that's what I would expect.
White
Zach,
folk.
Speaking of Mexicans.
Olé!
Thank you. I would just like to say, what do you see as being, like, do you see a parallel between the stories you just told and a rocky road that one of the characters on this episode of Sex and the City...
Mm-hmm.
Went through.
I think Samantha had a breakthrough, right?
I think so too. That's what I was thinking of in that moment where I'm like, that's the same as that reminds me of Samantha and her weird fucking inability to have emotions apart from sex most of the time, but she kind of like got there.
Well, but like sex is clearly her thing, but it's clearly also like a coping mechanism, it seems, you know?
Yeah.
That's how she both gets through her problems and avoids them.
I lost my orgasm.
In the cab?
What do you mean lost?
I mean, I just spent the last 2 hours fucking with no finale.
It happens. Sometimes you just can't get there.
I can always get there.
Every time you have sex?
She's exaggerating.
Please say you're exaggerating.
Well, I'll admit I have had to polish myself off once or twice, but yes. When I RSVP to a party, I make it my business to come.
See, I've been a no-show on more than one occasion. Sex can still be great without an orgasm.
Oh, that is such a crock of shit.
She has a point.
What's wrong with me?
It's how she gets through the world.
Someone's
been through some therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, dog, yeah. You know, 8 years of a 12-step program, you know. You fucking think about thinking.
Fist bump. There we go.
Yeah. So we were talking about this last night. We were talking with Bernice. It's like the more you think about solving an issue, the further you get from solving the issue until you think about something else entirely, and then you realize, like, that's the solution.
It's the shower principle. It's also the idea of, like, you can't fucking outthink something.
You can't.
It's not as complicated as there's not a right answer.
You can't outthink.
You just go with
your
answer.
Own thinking. You know?
But that's kind of what Samantha was doing, where her entire focus, she got like blinders on, just like, I need to come because there's something wrong with me. It never occurred to her that she's like, I'm having this reaction because I'm having emotional issues I'm not addressing, you know, in that I can't be emotionally vulnerable in a way to reach out to my friend whose mom just died. Like, I can't handle that, but it just became like, no, I just can't orgasm. It's whatever.
Yeah.
It was just like when I couldn't come after my grandpa died.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
What? Really? Like,
right after he died, I tried to jerk off, and it just didn't happen.
Did
he die from you? Did he die from you fucking him to death? Is that why?
That would make sense.
I think I know what the blockage is.
Like, and I think I know what type of police is coming to that investigation.
I know.
Your sister's not around, right?
Incest police. Anyone order a more impressive cock?
Open the door. We're busting it down.
Incest police, they sound like they probably like belch a lot during sex. My version of the incest police. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Go down.
But point being, that's...
No, I've... No, that was a bit.
Was it?
Yeah,
I just didn't know.
It's not like,
and
like,
I
like,
was really like concerned for a minute. Like, I was like, this is, do you want to talk about this on the podcast? Because this is like weird.
It was my grandpa's last dying wish. He was like on his deathbed and he's like, jerk one off before.
I thought that it was his just, last dying wish was like,
bust it for me.
Yeah. Never come again. End the family line.
Anything that your grandfather says on his deathbed about your masturbation is just like, that is like trump card right there. That is, whoa. That's the ace of spades right
that
there.
That takes you back to being 8 years old and being scared that God is watching you.
Right.
Oh, God.
Do it like you're kindling fire.
Yeah.
But anyhow, Samantha's...
Yeah. And she
it was all emotional.
And she defines herself through her ability to orgasm. And then when she can't, she's like, who even am I if I can't come? And then that's like a whole like psychosexual thing where it's like, what do you think you're someone else now? Like you're trying to solve this problem. You're overthinking it. You know,
it's a psychosexual thing, but also it's a question. I think for her, it's a question of identity because that is her main coping mechanism. Mm-hmm. That's something that she's very comfortable with, and it's uncomfortable to her to be uncomfortable with it. Like she. Mm-hmm. That's sort of, it's in her mind, a very key part of who she is. So if it isn't working out, then like that shakes everything else up.
Yeah.
And what about the idea of Charlotte, where she's coming from the like some weird hypothesis where you only have a limited amount of orgasms.
That was really weird.
Or something like that. Like where, hey, eventually you'll run out.
Is no one going to check her sources? Because this sounds like a really fake anecdotal
news.
Story, you know?
That sounds like the like Harry Palms thing, where it's like, you can't have too many. It's wrong like, for a woman to enjoy it that much.
I thought like she was going to actually name drop, like, and her name was Dane Duty Gench.
Yeah.
I thought there'd be some sort of...
And now you know the rest of the story.
I thought there'd be some sort of like follow-up to that, and they're all just kind I'm like, well, I don't know. That sounds it right. Like, and I was like, mm-hmm. what?
Yeah, it yeah. was like
what the fuck are you
today's
talking about?
Equivalent of like reading the headline but not the article, mm-hmm. you know?
Exactly.
Like, but her orgasms were just gone, I think.
My
from
friend's,
what I gleaned.
Friend's stepmother's midwife said.
Yeah.
It was like if Charlotte were to be in this day, she would read a BuzzFeed article that said like top 5 ways to lose orgasms.
That's totally what she would do, though.
Is that
that's so
is that
Charlotte.
Where clickbait is going? Yes. It's so negative.
Why not?
1,000 ways to not be able to come after your grandfather dies.
Yep, 10
by
ways
Daryl,
to
by Daryl Williams.
Yeah, I need to write that article.
You should.
They'll pay you like $17 to write that.
Whoa!
Yeah.
And it'll only take me, what, 8 hours? That's fine.
Not like, but then like 2 months of peer review and rewrites.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you guys. I feel like we've all written web content, and this is very inside baseball jokes right now
no,
about web content.
That's what some listeners would call a critique, but what we would call trying to draw you into our worlds.
Yeah, I would call myself a publisher.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow. Okay. So, of the ladies, Charlotte obviously didn't get that much this episode.
No.
We kind of get it. Miranda.
She liked Dimmers this episode. That was her big arc, is that she loved Dimmers.
Not she loved them, but she knew everything about
them.
She
said there was 45 different types of dimmers.
She only got through 3 rooms during the course of the episode, and that's all she's doing. She doesn't have a job anymore, and she's also not pregnant.
She's going to run out of rooms. She's going to run out of dimmers. She's going to... Yeah. I'm worried about her, you guys.
I think everyone is.
Let's expand our minds right now and think about how many different ways can you dim a light?
Yeah, I thought there was only the one.
There's only one.
Well, no, you could
it's just like on off, or there's a gradient.
It's a slow.
Well, but
dim.
But yeah. It's, you're okay. You said to expand our minds, and you are not at all. There's so many different ways to dim lights. You could throw a colorful, like see-through lace or handkerchief over one, so it makes the room red or blue or something. Sort of. You could create elaborate finger puppet scenarios around it and tell a story. It will not
like
be as bright. It will not be as bright as a normal room. She was studying those.
This is your guys' new segment, speaking about dimmers.
Speaking about dimmers.
Olé!
I love dimmers because they give you different types of lighting.
I love dimmers.
That was both a review and a borderline definition, just a baseline definition of what it's. I like books because they contain words.
Yep.
And sometimes pictures.
Well, that's an accurate review.
Yeah.
That's what I look for in reviews. It's not opinion or insight. It's accuracy.
You know what, guys? I liked Sex and the City because it was a TV show.
Mm-hmm. And it had sex and a city. But anyhow, Sex and the City.
I feel like dimmers were invented by a guy that just really wanted to get laid.
Yeah.
Just really.
You mean any guy, Daryl?
That's every invention.
No.
He's like, how can I get laid?
There were people who didn't need the dimmer to get laid, but it didn't hurt.
No.
Like Wilt Chamberlain, Marvin Gaye. Those guys didn't need dimmers, but it really worked for them. You know what I mean?
This is more of like a Steve Buscemi invention.
Mm-hmm. Steve Buscemi, he works best when you put Vaseline on your eyes.
Yes.
He's a little bit blurrier.
If you take a little peyote.
Exactly. Yeah. The most that you can get, though, legally, is just dimming.
Yeah.
It's just dimming out those weird bat eyes.
Yeah. He's a slow blinker, isn't
Less
he?
Less visibility.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking love Steve Buscemi. God damn
no,
it.
No, yeah, he should have guest starred on this episode as the pastor who gave the fucked up eulogy speech.
Death is the eternal mystery. It defies our comprehension. There are no explanations, no answers, no magic words to soothe us.
You're a spiritual leader. Can you make something up? Those flowers were supposed to say, "We're so sorry, we love you, not you're dead, let's disco."
So many wonderful stories about her, from her daughter Betsy and her husband David, her son John and his wife Miranda, her daughter Catherine.
Did he just say,
Pamela?
No spiritual stuff, and you can't keep the family tree straight?
The hearts
this
of
guy's
their
a
children,
hack.
Sarah, Alexandra, Nathan, and little Emily. After the burial, John and his wife Miranda invite you back to their home. Directions can be found as you exit the sanctuary.
He was messing up.
Oh yeah,
that
was ridiculous.
I didn't hear most of the eulogy. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm a bad guest.
Don't talk down to yourself. We'll talk down to you.
Yeah.
I'm so ready for my punishment, y'all. I didn't write it. I didn't listen because I was writing down this note. When he said death is the final mystery, I thought he said Jeff. I thought he said Jeff is the final mystery, and I was like, who's Jeff?
Where's that prequel? Yeah. Where's that one?
And give me a bit of Jeff's backstory. I'm interested in Jeff. He sounds cool.
Rest of the series is not about these four ladies.
It would have been
Pan
awesome.
To Jeff.
Yeah. He's like the long-lost brother of Miranda or something, and he's dressed like Mystery from the pickup artist?
That was a b- book. It was called Sight. It was like the...
It was a TV show on MTV where Mystery would teach nerds how to date.
But originally it was a shitty book.
Yeah.
Originally it was a shitty
all
book.
All that negging bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that, like, that came really from. Weird psychological manipulation. And they're like, if I dress in a fancy hat, people pay attention to me. And you're like, okay.
Yeah, because everyone's thinking that you look like tall vomit.
Yeah.
Like,
it's called, like, The Game or something like that.
Yeah.
I read it.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I look like the singer from Four Non Blondes, I'll get laid.
That's true of anyone, though,
mm-hmm.
except the singer of Four Non Blondes.
I was thinking more like if I look like I'm from Pussy Riot, but like while they were in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then definitely. That's my go-to.
What's, you know, a bunch of those Pussy Riot girls, the ones who were imprisoned and now do like speaking circuits, have been disavowed by the larger collective of Pussy Riot.
Oh, damn.
What? Yeah.
Because they're profiting off their art. And they were only ever doing art as a form of protest.
Do you mean Pussy Riot or the Pussycat Dolls?
I think you mean the Pussycat Dolls. I think I read this somewhere.
Yeah, I think that's,
Yeah, it was like before the imprisonment, but after they had their own craps table in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Can I do a little left turn and talk about something else?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay. So we love product placement in this series. There's
a lot
of product
placement.
Not
as much as they love it.
Nope. But we got a nice ad for George Foreman Grills in this episode.
No, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
they had to actually say, this is a mean grilling, fat burning machine. Like,
he made a quippy little joke, just like, like it burns the fat out. And you're like, I get it, Aiden, you're ripped. Whatever.
We know that you only eat healthy. Get over yourself.
We know you're beautiful. We know your girlfriend's beautiful. We get it.
But also, would you ever leave food and let it basically go to shit for some sex?
I had a note about that. Yeah. When he said, fuck the fajitas.
Yep.
I was like, no, your house could burn down.
Yeah. And
do not fuck the fajitas. Second, do not fuck the fajitas.
No.
Yeah.
You eat the fajitas and then afterwards have copious amounts of sex.
I got a confession.
Like really bloated, ate too much sex where neither of you is moving very much.
I have a confession, you guys.
What is it?
After my grandpa died, I couldn't fuck the fajitas.
Is that true?
No, I understand.
So
your pain,
true,
man.
Dude. I define myself as someone who fucks fajitas, and
did you ever come to terms with the emotional core of what was stopping you psychologically from being able to enjoy fucking fajitas?
I think it was the core of the bell pepper, and I just cut it out.
Yeah.
Now I can fuck the fajitas.
Did
again,
you?
You guys.
Did you?
There
not,
was no sizzle. All steak.
Did you not cut it out before? You just fucked it, like fucked your way into the bell pepper? Like, I'm confused how this worked.
Is that not how you typically do it?
No, you do it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm out of the loop. I usually am just shoving bell peppers into my pussy. So.
That's what stuffed peppers
there
means.
You go. Yeah.
I can't see it from a male perspective. I'm sorry. I'm here to listen to your stories, not to judge.
Right? Yeah. Well, hey, speaking of sex stuff, 1001 sexual positions?
Yeah.
Like, let's be real, guys. You can get by with, like, five tops.
Exactly.
Like, you do anything more, you're just showing off.
No, you're just trying too hard. Also, can I point out, we didn't get to this yet, but Kim Cattrall, Samantha, what the fuck was with those wrestling uniforms?
Yeah. Yes.
They were literally wrestling it. Where you're like, we get it, but like just have
and
sex like normal,
that
non-demented
was a very, like,
people.
Did they
that
have,
was a very tell, don't show moment.
And
you
did
know?
They have
what?
The helmets on too? They literally had
no,
the helmets
did.
On.
No, they did. It was the
does
whole
he have an
outfit.
Extra one just for sexual encounters?
Of course. With the crotch already cut out.
Yeah.
Everything.
But it's like matching colors and it's in her size.
You see, that's weird that they're matching colors because it's not like your adversary. Well, Maybe that's nice because you're on the same team.
Yeah, he's on the same team, yeah.
You're working towards the same goal.
I feel like the incest police would roll in through this.
Yeah, because someone's taken, like, a punch for the team. They're stepping up.
Yeah, no, I get it. This is taking role-playing to a different level.
Like,
where they're actually rolling.
Really confusing level.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, does he want to fuck his students? Is that, like... I have to ask that question because he looks at like high school aged boys or NYU, right? So well college.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just fuck them? They're of age, hopefully.
Probably because they're not into it.
And not women.
How
That's presumptive.
I mean, we've talked about being open. That's where we started. That was the tone at the top. I think
we're closing down.
Yeah,
I think we're closing shop little by little. We're like, let's not bring that up.
I think he needs to have an open mind. He can still fuck Kim Cattrall dressed as a boy.
That's true.
But he should go for the real deal. He should live his dreams, people.
He should be honest with himself.
And my other note about the 1001 sexual positions, that pamphlet was way too skinny. That was like...
No, it was too small. There weren't
There's no way there were 1001.
It doesn't make sense.
I was like, that's the little hymn leaflet they give you at fucking fucking church. That's not. There's no way there's like 1,000 sex positions.
1001 would be at least like a good, I don't know, traveler's guide.
But that was probably like the pamphlet that's meant... to get you to come to the meeting to sign up for the cult and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Just get a taste of the positions.
Because it did start with her seeing a sign that said 1001 sexual positions, which I thought was a weird thing to put on a sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, what do you think you're getting when you walk into that storefront, you know?
And all the positions they tried were like in the double digits. Like they didn't even get into like 986.
Yeah.
They also never got into like 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I feel like that's where you, that's where you start, right?
You'd think so.
1 through 5 is mainly just taking off your clothes, just like getting into the bed.
Those are the sexual positions.
Yeah.
It's the positions.
That's how they padded out the list. They were like, okay, you got to take your socks off.
That's one position.
Then she sits down on the bed.
Mm-hmm. They discuss what positions they want to do next. That's number 3.
But then also, like, that's the whole beginning. That's also the entire end, where it's like, he asks, did you come? And she was like, oh, sure, disingenuously. And he decides to believe it. And he's like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then they both put their underwear on, and then he starts to cry, and she sees it. But
I know
like,
that position too.
Doesn't say anything; just goes to the bathroom, pretends she doesn't know.
The last position is.
I thought that was really funny, but it just came out sad.
You painted a picture for sure. Yeah,
that's how all of April's positions end up.
Is that how you killed his grandpa?
Mm-hmm.
No, he killed his grandpa. You asked him how he did it.
Wow.
We already agreed that he fucked his grandpa.
Yep, that's how he died.
You guys.
Deal with it.
Nothing's going to bring those fajitas back.
I think that this podcast talks about Sex in the City too much.
Hey, too much.
We're talking about relevant topics.
Should we do Fuck, Mary, Kill, Them?
Sure, we can get into that segment. Hey. Okay, Zach, you're our guest, obviously, right?
Uh-huh. Okay. I hope so.
So
we have to ask your permission.
Do I live
first.
Here
We have
now?
To ask your consent.
Yeah.
Okay, so out of all the characters in this episode, doesn't matter how big or small, who would you fuck, marry, or kill?
And we can like gender bend, obviously. Keep
sure,
it fun.
We're fluid.
You can give any answer you want to
give. Fuck the priest. We don't care.
Emotionally or psychologically or physically or whatever.
I think I would marry Charlotte. I think she has a good organized energy. And I realize that I'm married to Miranda presently, but I don't know enough about Miranda's character from the episodes that I've seen. To feel like, I mean, I guess I don't know. I guess I already made that choice for myself. I guess I should revise that answer, huh?
Well, that's the thing, though, is that we're playing off of the episode we just saw. We expect you to revise your answer once you've seen the episode we watched together, and then you're like, this is the best TV show ever. I'm going to watch every episode, and I'll know exactly who is a Samantha and a Miranda and the idiosyncrasies of each.
Yeah, I guess the answer is I would marry Charlotte, but Miranda's my soulmate. Mm.
That's real. We haven't had a soulmate category before.
No, we haven't.
But I just like that we do now.
Just pulled my dick out of the fire, you guys. Olé!
Speaking of Mexicans.
Yeah. Speaking of... That is, you guys have never had a chimichanga. That's what it is. Tijuana chimichanga there now. You take a place name and anything, and it just sounds threatening. You ever had a Cincinnati coleslaw?
It sounds hateful. Like, it sounds like a judgment.
You ever had a Moscow snowblower?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's like there's a thing which is the something or other necktie.
The
Cincinnati necktie, or is it a Nashville necktie?
There's the Sherman necktie, which... Oh, wait. No. I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Colombian necktie.
Oh, yes, yeah, right. Colombian necktie.
Real quick. Sherman necktie. General Sherman would take train tracks, wrap them around trees to prevent supplies from getting to the South during the Civil War. Mm. He was just like, hey, let's win this war by starvation.
Yep.
And then the Colombian necktie is apparently you slit someone's throat and you pull their tongue through it.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Where I was like,
gruesome.
I agreed with you. I was like, it's either very gruesome or very racist or both.
Is there like a friendly necktie that you can give someone, like a Rancho Cucamonga necktie.
I mean, there's a Canadian...
It's just a big old hug around the neck.
It's a bolsa bolo.
There's a Canadian tuxedo.
That's true.
That's the closest I come to. And
I was pretty
much
wearing that when I walked in.
I would happily put on a Canadian necktie.
It's all denim.
I don't know what it means, but
have you ever had
it.
Canadian bacon?
Mm-hmm.
You can't trust those fucks. You can't trust those fucking Canucks. There was something there.
Yeah.
I didn't get there.
We almost got there. Yeah. Okay,
we'll
edit
it in post.
So we're on fuck, marry, kill. You already married. Who are you fucking? Who are you killing?
I think I'm gonna fuck what was the character's name? Asif Mondiv's character?
Dimitri.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think like He seemed like stable. Like he could.
He has a good job.
Yeah. He has a good job. He knows who
he's
he
realistic.
Is.
He's realistic.
He's real. Mm-hmm. And I think like maybe he's the type of guy that like normal people would pass up. But like he's probably like secretly a pretty decent lay.
Yeah, and has a big dick.
Yeah, he's probably got like he's probably hanging a huge. And I think he's a cuddler. Mm-hmm. I bet he's a cuddler.
No, he looks like it. I could get behind that 100%.
Right, and I don't just want to fuck. I want to like cuddle. I
want to
like.
Yeah, you want him to whisper sweet tech support into your ear.
You got a sad Mac. That's what I want to hear.
You should have rebooted that.
Oh,
that's,
you didn't back up your files.
That's way better than why can't you get it up. Got a sad Mac. I've seen it before. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
Why don't you back those files up on my dick?
Okay, so we're on.
It is
kill.
So weird to talk about Asif Mondiv this way.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
I'm sure he would appreciate it too.
I'd fuck him.
You should have been on the Jim Gaffigan episode where he was the guy who they couldn't stay with because he pooped with the door open.
Yep.
Oh,
he would take dumps with the.
You
door
see,
open.
I would marry that. That's the level of intimacy that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Seek that shit out.
Okay, so who
Mike,
are we...
can I come in here and read with you? Can we read to each other while you poop?
Mm-hmm. He would actually read the paper while he was pooping.
No, he was in that episode.
Mm-hmm. Let me pull back the curtain just a minute, guys.
Yeah.
I appreciate that you guys keep it real. You have books right on the back of your toilet. That is like I know. We all know what's going on. We all know that that's happening in there. Mm-hmm. You guys aren't trying to hide it. Thank you for that.
It's from a different time. Obviously, we all have our phones, but who wants to read their phone when they could read some nice poetry instead?
Did you read some of the poetry?
I didn't read any of the I only peed. I didn't have time.
It's all by Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's self-published.
Self-published.
Self. Did you publish on the toilet? That's the real question.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's the hat trick, my friend.
That's the thing. The book is actually made of toilet paper.
Oh,
so you can just use it.
That's like the Seinfeld joke where it's a coffee table book about coffee tables that turns into a coffee table.
Yeah.
It's
like that, but less original.
It's toilet paper with toilet paper inspired poetry that you can later use as toilet paper.
But so we still need to hear who you're going to kill.
Who am I going to kill? You know, I'd probably kill that wrestling coach. And here's my thinking on that. I think
Nick,
we got into the wrestling suit a little bit. I think he's a bit of a perv. I think he's maybe like scamming on the young men. Maybe he's breaking some hearts.
He also looks like he's taking some roids.
Like
a little too yoked.
Yeah. And he was only there for the sex. He was not a good guy, I don't think.
That's true. They didn't have any form of relationship or trust or whatever. But also, it was really fucking weird that they were both in the same, clearly, from his school, wrestling uniforms.
Did he just take them back?
As each other. We don't know.
That's unsavory.
Yeah, but,
the students were like, Mr. Nick, this smells funny.
Yeah.
Why does this smell like the trash can outside of Red Lobster? And my mom's tears.
And Chanel number 5.
Why does it smell like all that?
I almost said, what's the sexy one's name? The one that likes the orgasm?
Samantha.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I thought that. I almost said her because I felt a little bit of self-loathing in watching her in her quest to orgasm and being like, no, this is not the answer. But I think the dude that she was with was just way
worse,
less of a mensch, you know?
Final thoughts, Zach. What are you thinking? What are you going to take from this episode?
I'm taking a lot of things. I'm taking there's some just interesting messages about consumerism in this episode. I thought the idea of the storefront with the 1001 sex positions, the bra salesman.
Do you want to buy a Mac?
Or
George Foreman grill?
I own a Mac.
Own a George Foreman grill?
Or does anyone really own a George Foreman grill?
It owns you.
Yeah.
Do you want to own one? Those are the only two options.
I've never... It has honestly never crossed my mind.
How much you want to own one.
Yeah, now I want one so bad.
Of course you do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of product placement in this episode.
Yeah.
Not as much as in other episodes, but they were still pretty blatant.
I think that's maybe the lens that I'm bringing to it. I tend to bring a pretty Marxist lens to things, so that's just me watching this episode. And
I would like to see a Mac that also is a George Foreman grill. Just combine the products.
That sounds really very useful.
I want
to. I would like to see a society free from capitalism.
Knock out the fat and your taxes.
Yep.
With QuickBooks and George Foreman.
Yeah.
It's just all farmland and whatever you can scavenge. That's what I want. That's my America.
The agrarian dream. Mr. Thomas Jefferson over here.
Make it weed again.
Awesome. What are your final thoughts, April?
I liked this episode. It was good. It was a strange one. Mm-hmm. It was another, Carrie's afraid of technology one in really basic ways, which are confusing. Mm. But It was fun, and there are some like heavy-handed metaphors, but I like where she's at with Aiden. Thank you. I like where she's at with Aiden. They're still like they're still meeting in the middle, which I think is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, it was like, I think the Samantha thing, it was some fluff stuff, but like overall, the main female relationships were intact in the end, and they met in the middle when they needed to. So I liked it. It was kind of a fun episode, not a super... You'd think it'd be more serious based on the subject matter, but some of it was still very fluffy, but like, not a bad episode.
No, I like the tone as well. Like, it was just a nice mix of, you know, we're going to have some deep subjects of funerals and death and whatnot, but then also wrap it up with some, you know, crazy wrestling maneuvers and kind of Samantha learning a lesson as well, which is always a plus.
It's pretty exciting when she does that.
Mm-hmm. Like, I like when, like, Samantha is, like, kind of grows and becomes a better person.
Yeah, when she's more of a person than just, like, I love sex.
Yep.
And I'm perfectly at peace with it. It doesn't matter to me. Which, like, you can be, but also they portray, like
give it more depth, more of a third dimension.
Like, what if she can't have sex this episode?
Yeah, they play her like she's a wonderful foil. Are you guys
implying that Samantha doesn't pass the Bechdel test on her own? Is that what's going on
here? She does talk about men quite a bit. Bechdel.
Crap.
Speaking like a true feminist.
Oh my god, yeah.
It is.
Well, she put a man in his place.
Mm-hmm.
His or her place, you don't know how I identify.
Yeah.
It's fair.
That's fair.
I won't deny it.
Yeah. I'm open.
Yeah, I would like to think even though it technically passes the test most of the time.
Yeah.
I would want to say Bechdel still hates this show.
You still missed it there, man.
Beck, never going to say it right?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
I feel like, yeah, that lady still hates this show.
And that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like Friends that much.
Oh, right. not a Friends fan. Me neither.
Because of the fat shaming?
Oh, I just felt like they were all very insipid and tedious people that are only famous because they're all attractive.
Okay, could I just say that I felt the same way, which is why I avoided them. Mm-hmm. I avoided watching Friends in like middle school and high school. And then people gave me a hard time about it in like college and post-college years. Mm-hmm. And I started watching and I was like, it's kind of like Seinfeld or any other sitcom-y thing that I feel mediocre towards. I could probably like this, but I don't want to. I don't want to put the time and effort in. I probably could, but I don't want to do this for this. So
yeah, I just think, you know, I don't know that it's bravely going anywhere that no one else has gone before, you know?
That is... You're correct.
It is like that show. It is like we hit the dead center of what everyone wants to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In such a delightfully boring way.
And as a Marxist, that really pisses me off. That is...
I understand that. You want what's specific to the individual.
Right.
Yeah.
What most helps certain people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah, the proletariat, like... Get rid of that bourgeoisie.
I'm not saying proletariat. Yeah. I'm saying upper classes.
Okay.
But Daryl, final thoughts.
This was a great episode. I want to thank you guys for tuning in to Fuck Friends.
Olay.
Olay! But I will say this episode was a good episode. I'll cut that in post. No worries. This episode is going to be just...
Cut
fluid.
Nothing.
and not without any bumps. It's going to be brilliant, as always. But I will say, these next few episodes are going to be the meat of this series.
Of the season, at least.
At least the season, maybe even the series.
Not the series. Okay. It's the season. I wouldn't have said it otherwise.
You guys will just have to tune in to find out. So, with that said, Zach?
Zach?
Hey.
Do you have anything you want to pimp out?
Social media, maybe.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. My Instagram is at Zach's Snacks, ZAXXSNAXX. You can find me there.
Where's the triple X? What website is that on?
The triple, that's just me fucking fajitas. You guys don't want to watch that unless you're hungry and horny.
It's on Pornhub.
Who is it?
Yeah. I thought it was poob horn. What were you trying to spell?
No, it's poob horn.
Yes,
is porn. The porn website. Pornhub is the website where they later sell the furniture that was defiled.
I feel like they also sell like Scandinavian waffles there,
or like human beings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take that one out. That went too far. I was like, no, but it would, nah, man.
Children would have been better.
That's, don't say it into the microphone. With clearly, it would have been, but you don't say those things.
Okay, so obviously, thanks for tuning in, guys. Definitely tune in next week for a whole brand new episode of You're Such a Sex in the City podcast.
We'll see you then. Peace.